the quality of our bed base and the quantity, but maybe more importantly, the quality of our bed base is so important to our sustainability as a resort. And when people come here, they should feel like they're getting value. Our product should meet their expectations.
That's Chris Bendon, Community Development Director for the City of Aspen. The city, while not in the business of operating hotels, nevertheless has a degree of control over how lodges do their business. The city's land use plan, business codes, and building codes shape the climate for lodging operators. Another major factor for lodges in Aspen is what it costs to do business here.
The lodging economics are pretty severe. Especially now, but they always have been.
If you don't mind, because then I won't have to.
No, here.
Bring
you
back
need
your key.
Instead of the whole thing, just for rain, you need just that room or you want more than one?
An example of the challenge facing lodges in Aspen is the Lenedo Hotel, which was put up for sale earlier this year. When it opened in 1984, the design by local architect Harry Teague was cutting edge, and the homey atmosphere attracted a steady clientele. Dana Horton is a broker associate with Aspen Snowmass Sotheby's, which lists the Lenedo for $15.5 million.
At this point, what's happened with the economy here is that this has neared the end of its useful life.
The original owners still run the hotel, which has 19 rooms, and they've done it with personalized mom-and-pop attention to the care of their guests. After almost 30 years, Horton says that physical updates are needed to the hotel. As other lodges in town remodeled and new lodges opened, the Lenedo's rooms began to seem a bit small.
Here we are looking out on the balcony of Whitaker Park, which will always remain. And this, you know, is just sort of like Teague era tile. You know, and they've kind of kept, you know, the first probably jacuzzi tubs in town. And
the
just,
owners,
you know,
considered the costs of upgrading and how that would push their nightly rates too high. So instead, they decided to sell.
They've been able to keep it alive. I don't think anybody that looks at the numbers here would say the same thing, that they would also be able to do what this current owner has done so lovingly since the day they opened their doors in 84.
And so Horton said the property is being marketed as a private residence. The sellers have already done legal footwork to allow a buyer to easily get permitting for a remodeling, and the building includes employee housing. In addition, there's a requirement that the Lenedo's rooms be offered for rent between December and March, so the impact on the number of beds available in Aspen will be minimal. The Lenedo's story is familiar to other aging properties, including condominiums. While not often considered traditional lodging, condominiums make up almost half of the inventory of all rental beds in Aspen. Jessica Garrow is a long-range planner for the City of Aspen. She says that condo owners face the same remodeling challenges as the Lenedo.
There's a disincentive within our land use code to be upgrading those. We really focus on a traditional lodge product. Well, if 40% of our bed base is in this more non-traditional product, we really need to look at and address it.
Last year, an updated Aspen area community plan was completed. The two top lodging issues were reducing the loss of inventory and replenishing the existing bed inventory. The City of Aspen is now looking at its codes and requirements for answers.
There's a lot of different ways that this could end up getting hashed out.
It could be, she said, making changes to the land use plan. Fees could be reduced or eliminated. Rules about renting out condominiums could be changed. Everything is on the table for City Council to consider, says Garrow. Immediately, the city will undertake a study later this month called Lodging Economics 101. It's designed to inform city policymakers about the lodging industry from top to bottom.
And then we can really tailor our regulatory structure to be encouraging the things that we want to encourage based on some economic understanding and of the reality of what's out there right now.
Part of that reality is increasing competition from other resorts and new consumer power from the internet. Bill Tomsich is president of Stay Aspen Snowmass, the central booking agency for all of the lodges in town. With few national chains here and many unique lodges and condos, Aspen Lodging, says Tomsich, is sometimes a challenge to sell. Visitors can quickly compare hotels across several resorts.
Online and via the telephone, it's easier for guests to find other alternatives than ever before. So that really makes our job as the sales agents for the resort more important than ever, you know, to make sure that we paint a really accurate picture and hopefully match the expectations of the guests.
Back at the Lanado, realtor Dana Horton says after the sale, Aspen will lose only a handful of beds. A draft of the remodeling plan shows some rooms being combined into suites and loft space added to others. In the end, she says the Lanado will likely become a hybrid, a personal residence that turns into a lodge for groups, a place for retreats where the clients rent the entire place for a week or a season.
The idea is that it's out there, it's available, and that we would, you know, continue to attract people in groups and, you know, not close down those habits. Does it work perfectly that there's going to be 19 rooms rented, you know, every night? No, because in fact, with the renovation, you're going to be reducing the number of rooms to make it so that this flows as a private retreat or a residence.
This kind of creative idea is something the city will be exploring. Planner Jessica Garrow says, while lodging preferences don't change as quickly as fashion, they do continually evolve. It's the city's role to make regulations evolve with them.
The job of council is to look at those and figure out, okay, how can we incentivize lodging without doing a disservice to the other really important goals that the city has?